Two MS-13 gang members stopped after crossing Arizona border. By Bob Price on January 24, 2019. Yuma Sector Border Patrol agents stopped two members of the hyper-violent transnational MS-13 gang from successfully making their way into the U.S. on Tuesday. One has a record of being deported after criminal convictions. Yuma Border Patrol Station agents near the Colorado River in southwest Arizona came upon two men who recently crossed from Mexico illegally. The agents arrested the migrants and transported them to the station for processing in a biometric background investigation, according to information provided by Yuma Sector Border Patrol officials. During a search of criminal database records, the agents discovered that a court in Gwinnett County, Georgia, convicted one of the men, a 37-year-old Honduran, for shoplifting and providing false information to police. Immigration officers subsequently removed him from the U.S. to his native country. Border Patrol officials reported the second man, a 19-year-old Honduran national, had no previous criminal or immigration history. The older male now faces federal felony charges for reentry after removal. The 19-year-old also faces immigration charges and will be processed for deportation. Illegal reentry after removal as a criminal alien is a felony punishable by up to 20 years in federal prison. Breitbart News has reported extensively on the recapture of previously deported criminal aliens and previously deported sex offenders. Earlier this week, an illegal immigrant from Mexico with a criminal history that included a conviction for involuntary homicide was arrested after digging under a border fence near the San Luis port of entry, Breitbart News reported. A check of criminal database records revealed that a court in Fresno, California, convicted the Mexican national in 1984 for involuntary manslaughter. The court sentenced him to 11 years in state prison. The previously deported criminal alien also admitted to being a member of the Border Brothers street gang. Unfortunately, Border Patrol agents were not able to stop a twice deported illegal immigrant from reentering the U.S. through a border with Mexico that is only partially secured. Sheriff's Office officials in Kings County, California, reported this week that 31-year-old Hector Montez successfully re-entered the U.S. after having been deported on at least two occasions. The man is now charged with kidnapping, raping, and impregnating a 15-year-old girl. Police in North Carolina also recently arrested a previously deported MS-13 gang member on charges relating to trafficking methamphetamine. Police officials stated that the man had been deported multiple times.